Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we are in the field at Sally Morrow Elementary, and I'm joined by Sally Morrow Principal Blake Allen. Principal Allen, thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So you've had about half of the second quarter now go by, and it's really been flying by. I remember starting these right at the start of the school year. But let's look back for a second at some of the fun things that you've been able to do here first quarter and up to now.
So some of the fun things we've done here, we've kind of changed our school theme this year to for the students to rock their school year. With that being said, we want the students to rock their own education, to really feel involved, and that if we're going to push them, and we want them to push themselves to their limits. We want them to make the gains that they are capable of making for the school year. And so with Rock the School, we've done a bunch of fun things with that. We've had our Rock Your School Week here, where we've decorated the hallways. We had a big rock concert. We've just done a bunch of fun things for the kids. And the teachers have put in a lot of effort for these things.
Yeah, it really can be understated how much effort these teachers are really putting in. I mean, they're staying late after school, they're coming in early, and they're doing so much to make learning fun for these kids. And I feel like that's the most important part of early education, is making learning fun and kind of instilling that lifelong want for learning. Now, let's look at it more of the administrative standpoint right now. You've had about a quarter and a half to kind of get to know these students this year. Going into the rest of the second quarter and the rest of the school year, what are some adjustments you're looking to make?
So some adjustments we're looking to make right now is we're looking to really focus on our interventions with the kids. We want them to make the growth that they can for ELA and math. So for those interventions, we're looking at the holes where the students have holes, and we're trying to fill those holes so they can progress to their potential. So I think our big focus, and we see the growth from now till the end of the year, a huge growth. Students make leaps and bounds of growth through this point of the year. And so through those interventions, we're trying to get them pushed as far as we can.
And then something that's been new to teachers and students alike, not just here, but all across the district and across the state, is the new language arts curriculum, that CKLA. You've had some time to adjust to that now. What's that transition been like here at the school?
It's a lot of work for the teachers, but the teachers are really pushing through it, and it's going to be great for the students, I feel. With a new program in place, it's going to be great for the veteran teachers, for new teachers that come in. So we have a curriculum that they teach out of. I just think it's really going to push these students and really going to help them out to have a common curriculum throughout the grade levels.
Yeah, I think that consistency is very important in elementary school, especially if you can establish a routine of here's how we're going to do things. I think that's valuable for these students here. Now let's move away from the academics and back to the more fun side of being an administrator and a teacher and a student at an elementary school. You guys have some fun activities coming up. Let's talk about those for a second.
Yeah, we have a great staff. We have a great team out here. A huge shout out to all the teachers, all the staff at the school, our PTO. Everybody here works super hard to have fun with the students. Some of the fun things that we've had, just yesterday, we've had every student that has turned in their reading calendar, which means they're reading every day when they go home. They turn in their reading calendar for each month. So every student that had turned in their reading calendar for each month got to go to our neon read-on, which is basically we had black lights. Every student got glow sticks. We just had music playing. The students were able to dance for about 30 minutes and just have a fun time.
And that just sounds like a blast. And then with the holiday seasons rolling around, elementary schools really start honing in on these super fun activities. And we were talking a little bit beforehand, but you guys have one coming up here really soon that's bound to be exciting for these kids.
Yeah, so on December 6th, we have breakfast for the students. And we're calling it, the PTO set this up, and they're calling it Grubbin' with the Grinch. So there's going to be breakfast and pictures with the Grinch. So the students will come in, they'll get breakfast, and then they'll get to take a picture with the Grinch. It's just, you know, education, yeah, the students need to learn academics, but we have to make it fun.
Yeah, that's the biggest challenge, I think, at an elementary school is you're trying to get these kids to learn, but at the same time, you have to do it in a way that's entertaining for them and something that'll hold their attention. And that's something that it's always fun to see how elementary schools approach that. And I think you guys are on the right track here with the neon read on and Gruffin with the Grinch. Now, Principal Allen, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, I just want a huge shout out to all the staff here at Sally Morrow. They're great. I couldn't do this job without them, with everybody. It takes everybody to run a school. It's just everybody is amazing at Sally Morrow, and I appreciate all of their hard work.
Well, Principal Allen, we appreciate you for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. Again, that was Sally Morrow Elementary Principal Blake Allen, and this was another Carbon School District Update. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.
Thanks, man.